Welcome to Textonation. We're speaking with Brandon Martin, product manager at Worx, W-O-R-X. Thanks for joining us, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
For folks who aren't familiar with Worx, you've been around for a while making some great power tools and using some new technology in them. Give us a little bit of background.
Sure. Worx has been around for 11 years now, I believe. We manufacture two different brands under Worx. There's Worx and Rockwell, but today we're going to be speaking about some of the garden tools. And we started out making grass trimmers back in the day, and now we have a full set of garden tools ranging from grass trimmers, the mowers, the hedge trimmers, to even a light-duty power cleaner that you use with water. So we've been innovating on top of those tools for quite some time, and the main thing around them is that the majority of them are electric. And when I say electric, that's cordless and electric. So cordless, we have a 20-volt platform. We call it our PowerShare platform, and that's where we could actually share a battery with over 20-some tools within the lawn and garden and tool space. So it's a really neat product, and we like to add some innovation and adjustability to them to make it very user-friendly.
So for lots of consumers, just buying a couple of batteries and an assortment of the tools can really keep you going.
Yes, of course. We even have several kits out there that have two batteries in it and a charger already. So if you buy that one kit, and then you could buy other tools that don't even have a battery or charger, so for half the price usually. So it's a really cost savings aspect once you have the battery and the chargers and stuff like that.
Lots of folks this time of year concerned about the fall cleanup and such, and that includes some trimming. You've got a new device on the market, an updated pole saw using your battery technology. Tell me about that.
Yes, this is our WG323. It's a 20-volt, actually it's a 2-in-1. It's a pole saw, and then you could actually remove the pole and use it as a regular chainsaw as well. It's a 10-inch bar, so you could cut up to 10 inches. And in theory, you could actually cut up to 20 inches, because if you make a cut on half of the tree and then use the saw for the other half, you could actually double the size of that. But the saw is definitely made for more of a light-duty pruning and storm cleanup kind of damage. It's not one that you're going to take into the forest and start making firewood for everyday firewood to keep your house warm. But it definitely is very useful for light-duty kind of stuff when you don't want to start the chainsaw to just prune a tree or something like that. There is a 10-foot reach with the bar itself, or with the pole itself. So from standing on the ground and leaning up in the air to cut a tree limb, you're actually looking at more of a 15-foot reach once you extend your arms and use the human body there. There's a neat thing about our chainsaw is that it includes auto tensioning, so that the user doesn't ever have to worry about keeping the proper chain tension, which is infamous for issues because usually the chain pops off during the middle of a cut or something like that. But as this chain is actually cutting, it's being tightened and to the proper tension levels to help really prevent that. It also includes an automatic oiler, which means once you put oil into the saw, it's auto-lubricating itself as it's working. So you don't have to prime a little bulb or anything like that, like on some of the other chainsaws in the marketplace.
And what can you tell us about the safety aspects of that, having a saw like that on the end of a pole? Some people might be concerned.
Well, there are a couple safety measures with it. I mean, obviously, if the battery's not plugged in, you don't have to worry about anything. And then there's also a safety switch on the handle itself. So instead of just being able to just squeeze the trigger, you actually have to hit a safety switch at the same time. So it's a two-point system from that aspect. And as the length gets longer with the saw on it, it does get heavier, so there are multiple places to place your hand on the pole so that you could actually help relieve the tension as you make the cut to make the saw or make the whole pole saw fold down safely as you're bringing down the limb.
And years ago, when outdoor tools like this might have been battery powered, people wondered, well, does it really have the juice in it to do the kind of job that you want it to do? You've made some great strides with that.
Yes, most definitely. This actually includes a 20-volt, 2-amp-hour battery with a battery indicator on it. So as your charge level gets lower and lower, you could actually check that to see how many more cuts you could actually make. But if you're looking at roughly, let's say, a 1-inch cut or 1.5-inch cut for a limb or something like that, you could get over 100 cuts on it. So it does a lot of cuts.
Terrific stuff. Tell us about availability and pricing.
Yeah, it's priced at $149. And like I said, that's for both. I mean, that's the saw and the pole all included with the battery and charger. And it could be found on Works.com, W-O-R-X.com, or even Amazon, and also Menards stores out in the Midwest.
You've got plenty of other things as well to help with the yard cleanup this time of year, including, I think, a good vacuum and blower system too, right?
Yes, of course. We offer a full lineup of blowers and blower vacs. And we like to pride ourselves using the turbine technology where we're actually forcing air at a greater amount of volume to help really move a lot of leaves at one time.
We'll be back with more of our interview with Brandon Martin of Works in a minute. First, this message from VideoBlocks. I love to take pictures and shoot video, and of course, I edit a lot of audio. That's why I was so excited to find VideoBlocks. An amazingly rich place to find royalty-free video, images, and sound. I've been a customer and can't tell you how much VideoBlocks has helped in creating everything from family videos to commercials. So I asked them, can you give Textonation listeners a break? Boy, did they. A triple bundle that gives you unlimited access for a year to thousands and thousands of video clips, images, and audio files. All three for just $149. Imagine this behind the video of your mother-in-law carving a turkey. The deal? You'll only find it at videoblocks.com/textination. I know you'll love it as much as I do. That's videoblocks.com/textination. Act now. Special offer ends December 31st, 2017. We're back with Brandon Martin of Works. Something that is not powered by a battery, but maybe in the future, who knows? You've got a really neatly designed, I guess we could say it's a wheelbarrow, but it's a whole lot more. You call it an aero cart. Tell us what's really unique about this.
Correct. The aero cart is an 8-in-1 product. Basically, it's a wheelbarrow that converts into multiple different jobs. You could turn it into a dolly. You could turn it into a garden cart as you're gardening. You can also have lifting arms on it, so if you got bigger, bulkier items, these lifting arms can actually hold on to the object itself. So it's a really convertible kind of tool that could be used for many different applications. And what's also unique about it is that most wheelbarrows can't fit through a doorway. Well, this one, that could actually fit right through the doorway with ease. So if you're carrying a refrigerator or something that in a dolly mode, you could easily fit that through as well. And then you can take it right back out to the garden and use it as a normal wheelbarrow if you needed to.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the design work that went into this? It seems like you had some really cool and sharp-thinking tinkerers working on this thing.
Yeah, this product actually came to us from a outside inventor. We contacted them in Canada. We saw them at a trade show one day, and we reached out to them and came to agreement. And they had a different version of it, and of course, our engineers took it. We have some engineers out in Australia, and they're very hands-on kind of engineers and real practical. So they made some design changes in it and actually delivered the product that we have today, which is a very multi-use kind of wheelbarrow.
And the pricing?
The pricing on it is also, I think it's $129 actually for this season.
And again, it's called the Aero Cart, A-E-R-O Cart from Works. Brandon Martin, thank you for taking the time with us.
Yeah, thank you.